systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up? What's up? What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yeah, and I'm here with my co-host
Spikos Delicious.
Yeah, Spikos Delicious. You must know. Yeah, it's going down here. Yeah, today we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic, but before we even look at that topic, do let us know how you're doing, do let us know what's happening in your world, and yeah, if you have any complaints, questions, whatever it is, do let us know what it is, because we want to hear, we care.
K-Bears, you remember that show?
K-Bears, I've never watched it, I've seen it.
So if there's like a problem, how they walk around solving situations, if someone is like sad, then they had like, you know, like the Teletubbies had some stuff on their tummies there. So then they, if let's say you have a heart, they're like, how are we going to solve this problem? They're like, with love. Then they just poof, pump like three times and boom, and the problem is solved.
I never watched those ones. Yeah, that's why sometimes I feel like back then we had proper things. But.
Yeah, and then you grew up, started watching Ben 10.
Yeah.
And then now Ben 10 has a different meaning.
It's
a toy boy. Basically,
I heard that. But yeah, look, that's a topic for another day. Something that we can look at, you know, in the future and stuff like that. Today we're gonna be taking a look at there's a show by the name of I blew it. So what they basically do there is they get different individuals, you know, that have had hectic amounts of cash and they lost everything, which some of them, my brain is like, how does this happen? You know, like, how do you do this as an individual? In fact, I have a question. If you had 17 million given to you, what were you gonna do with it?
If I was given 17 million, I won't lie, I don't know, man.
You don't know?
Yeah, with it, I don't know. Actually, I'd probably build a house, buy a house, I don't know.
Build a house?
Yeah, one of the things. Yeah. One of the two, man. I don't know. But that's the most, that's actually like an ideal answer, man. But I'd probably also splurge a bit. There's no way.
Nah, but. Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm not gonna act better than the next person, but I'm probably gonna splurge. Right? Like 17 million.
Yeah,
hey, man, 2 billion needs to be blown there, bro.
Yeah, look, obviously you are gonna spend some of it, but majority of it, where do you think it's gonna go? Like from you, like, you know, this is where I'm gonna spend most of it.
Amen. Nah, I haven't given that. But most of it, I'll probably like buy property, invest in property or something.
Invest?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, look, from my side, I had the same mindset in terms of investing wise, because I was thinking, invest in Okay, one of the things that I wanted to do was obviously get into properties. Bitcoin was like just the interest that I was like, how does this thing work? Oh, this is how it works. Ah, that's nice. But my main, like, my main attraction in terms of investing wise was properties, because I was like, yo, it's interesting what happens in the whole property world and all the stuff.
But like, isn't 17 million also like small?
I would say it also goes back to the individual, like, what lifestyle do you have?
No, I'm saying for you to invest into property.
Into? Nah.
17 million. Nah. That's like,
you see, like,
1 hour or something. Yeah, look, roughly one of the two.
Nah, that's also depending on what you go and get, you know. Obviously, okay, looking at us here,
maybe,
you know,
buy a block of flats.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of stuff like that, because like here where we stay, you know.
Yeah, okay, here's like, actually a good idea. You know what I'd do, bro? I'd buy a flat like in Jose, and then I turn it into a student accommodation.
Okay,
that's how I get my money back. Must make sure it's
yeah, you see.
Accredited. Yeah, that's actually better than just buying a house.
Yeah. Now look, you even a house, you can turn it into an asset, you know.
Yeah.
Can turn it into an asset. But yeah, that thought right there, that's literally what happens in my head. Mm. So yeah.
So you wouldn't splurge like nyana, like
now I would, like I said, obviously it's 17 million. It's
17 meter, boy.
It's 17 million
M's.
You can splash, you know, part of it, and yeah, you'll be fine. So that's what I'm saying. You know that
Lil Wayne song, I Make It Rain. It's Fat Joe, actually.
Mm.
Na, 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 I make it
probably
rain.
Even, oh, okay. No, I know which one you're talking about.
I'll make it rain, Joe. Hey. That's going to be me. Like,
yeah.
Money falls, yeah. One time was bald.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I hear you. So we're gonna take a look at someone by the name of Mr. Lotto Madida.
Lotto Madida.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Lotto Madida. This guy won 17.4 million.
He took chances and he blew it off.
Hey. But how he did it, that's the interesting part. Mm-hmm. So before we even get into that, here's a track for you to enjoy. I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you. You can file a complaint at, you know, one of our social...
www.nagindabazako.com.
Let's go. Yeah, now you can file a complaint on our... Let's take Facebook. You know, a lot of people are on Facebook. Yeah, on our Facebook page, the Active FM Official. So send a message. You can send a message or a comment. You know,
yeah, don't come here with complaints, though. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, but also positive stuff as well.
Yeah, we also want those things about music. We're not playing for you, man.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, yeah, do let us know if you had 17 million. What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
No? Yeah. So let's take a look at Mr. Lotto Matita. Now, Mr. Lotto Matita is the name that they gave him because obviously played Lotto and his name is Matita. So
took
now
the
this
chances,
guy
took the millions.
Hey, this guy, background wise, he actually came out of a poverty stricken background. Yeah,
okay,
the family wasn't doing the most. So this guy was traveling, like he went from city to city trying to work and taxis
it's
and all the stuff, you know.
Yeah,
so he went from Nelspruit to Johannesburg, like literally that's literally what he was doing, traveling and all the stuff, trying to make something. And then eventually he got to Johannesburg, and for those who don't know, Johannesburg, it's a city in South Africa.
It's like Gauteng. New York in Africa.
So he was there, and then he decided, okay, let me play, you know, let me take some chances. And then following day, he was surprised. His name is there in the newspaper. He won.
Neighbor.
So now this guy, he's shocked.
Well, his name was not there, because then they have to show your numbers. Because if they show your name, people are just going to swarm at you.
Yeah, no, him, when he was explaining, he was like, you saw his name. I'm like, okay.
Anyway.
Which also me, I was thinking, hey, if they show your name, that means you'll become a target, eh?
Because
now they know your name. That means they will check, where does this guy stay? This way, he's okay, go for him. Which also was interesting, because after he won 17.4 million. And he went to get it. And then after he got it, the people that were with him, where he was working, they knew that this guy is going to disappear now. He's going.
So he told them, he let them know that.
Yeah, he's leaving. He won. But they don't know how much he won. So he knew they knew that he won the lotto, but they didn't know how much he won. But they knew that this guy is going to disappear now. So he disappeared, went back to family. Family rejected him. They're like, "Aye, you can't come home. Now you're going to be a target. Now we're going to start getting attacked here because of your 17.4 million.
Some people are scared of being rich, no? Now you chase me away because I have money.
Yeah, that's actually what shocked me.
But it's that thing, you know, find out maybe the area I grew up in. There's too much buloy, like there's too much witchcraft. So they knew what, hey, things are gonna change here.
So these guys, they rejected him. They say, "Hi, you won a lot of cash. Now you're gonna be a target. So we don't want you here at home." And then now we're always getting attacked. Because they know that, hey, this guy has 17.4 million there. So we need to take it out. They reject him. So this guy decided, okay, let me go to Randburg, another city in South Africa. So he decided to go to Randburg, and then he booked a guest house.
But you can't say it's a city in Johannesburg, because Johannesburg
That's why I fixed South Africa. I almost said Johannesburg. So yeah, I fixed myself. I said South Africa. He went that side, booked a guest house and everything. But now this is where the interesting, you know, part of his life started. Where now he started spending. So he's in a guest house. This guy started buying cars, houses. So he started with a GTI.
Bought a GTI.
VW GTI. Worth
250,000.
That was his first car. Right there, swiped. And then he hired, he couldn't drive. So he hired a driver for the day.
He couldn't drive?
Yeah.
And he bought a car. That's the first error. We don't need to know what happened next. Couldn't drive.
Yeah, he couldn't drive. So he bought the car, swiped, and then because he couldn't drive.
Why does this guy get automatic at least?
Hey, man, but the problem still stands. He can't drive.
But it's quicker to learn.
Yeah, but he still can't drive. That's the problem.
Then we continue.
And he bought the car, so the car needs to move out of here. Like, it needs to go out. So this guy hires a guy for the day. That guy needed to get him from where the car is to
from a dealership
to
his
where
house.
He's going. Yeah.
Okay.
No, he actually went to a house that he's going to buy. He went that side, but now he paid this guy 5K just to get him from there to there. Like, okay, that's reasonable though. And then decided, okay, let me buy houses. Bought three houses. First house, 1.8 million.
He paid off
second,
the bond same time.
Hey, Baba. He swiped everything. You are saying everything that he bought, it was swiping. Like he had two cards.
Where's the bank at this time? Like, because they need to advise you on, like, because they call you and they say, "My man, you're blowing this money."
Ah, those guys,
the bank,
I don't know what,
there,
I don't know what was happening there, but hey, this guy had two cards, two bank cards, and then you'll swipe the first one, take the second one, swipe. That's what he was doing. So first house, 1.8 million came out. Second house, 3.8 million came out. Third house, 2.8 million came out. Those are the three houses he bought. Then he says he stayed in the one, then the other three, there was no one staying in there. Like, hey, okay, this guy is on some other, I don't understand level.
He doesn't have girlfriends. Like,
right now, he started spending. He hasn't gotten into the whole girlfriend crowds. Those ones, they're still coming. Right now, he's already buying things. Then decides to go and buy more cars. So he buys five trucks that he didn't mention how much they were. And then he goes on to buy a Range Rover. Now the Range Rover was worth 200, basically 2 million.
But then before we go into that, I'd give him something. If he like was smart about the truck, the buying of trucks is a smart move, because then he could use it for logistics.
Yeah, that's what I was also thinking. Yeah.
So if ever he entered the field of logistics and he had trucks, he's in. He's in the big market.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that as well when you said he bought five trucks. I'm thinking, hey,
so he didn't dive too much into that.
He didn't mention what he did with those.
Okay.
But now the cars, the cars, the reason why he bought them, it's interesting. So he bought a Range Rover, 2 million. And then he buys a Jaguar, but now he buys two Jaguars. For the one, or just one, is worth 380,000. Buys two of them. Buys a Golf R for half a million.
R-Line. Number 7.
Half a million. And then he buys a Toyota Fortuner for 250,000. Buys a Land Cruiser Toyota. 400,000.
And why then, is he buying all this car?
Hey, man, I'll tell you now. This is the part where...
There's like one of the cars so far. That's like six cars, ne?
Hey, man.
Okay, continue.
And then, he obviously, Land Cruiser... 400,000 comes out, and then he buys two Ivecos, which both of them are worth 1.2 million. Now, all of these cars, these are the people it went to. Nephew, bought a car for his nephew, bought two cars for his brother, bought a car for his sister, and then the other ones went to friends.
Friends. Like these.
Friends. I was like, what? Hey, this guy. Okay. And then obviously for the houses, for all three houses. Now this is just taking his house alone. He bought furniture that was worth 260,000 for one house.
Furniture.
That's how much the furniture was. So I'm thinking, okay, this guy is on some other level. And then this is where now the problem came in. The friends, obviously, he already bought them cars.
Yeah.
Now he turned to alcohol, so alcoholic. Obviously, friends coming over, whole house full. His groceries.
He used to host house parties.
Yeah. Nephew was now speaking. He's like, this guy used to host parties every single day. So from Monday to Monday.
And wait, who the people attending these parties? Our servants, don't they work?
Aye. These guys, they have their own lives there, but the nephew says, this guy told him, you organize the people. I'll bring the stuff that we need. So the alcohol, everything, I'll bring. Just make sure you organize the people, the girls, all of them, they must come.
Yeah.
So that was the deal that he had with the nephew. Then the nephew was speaking about the whole house being full and all the stuff. And this guy says, one day, like today is Monday. He decides, I'm going to host a party today.
Monday is fun.
And then for that whole party, he's going to spend minimum 20,000.
20,000?
A day. That's the amount that he used to spend.
That's
how much he used to spend on these things. I'm thinking, oh. Now, taking just the stuff that he bought, the groceries, 10,000. He says his house was always full.
Which means this guy, like, he kept his phone on silent. Because I know myself, like, even if I'm going to buy something that I know I need, But once you swipe and you hear that notification, it tells you because you know what money just left.
Nah, but this guy, man, is balling, man. 17 million right there is like, hey, 17.4 million. Nah, I can do a lot. Mm. Then with the friends also, he says he would buy for them phones that are worth 10,000.
Phones worth of 10,000?
Hey, man.
Wait. I have a name, man. Why you doing this term like with the phone that's worth 10,000?
Now obviously for the friends, what one of the things that he mentioned was the friends were not interested. They didn't care about him.
They just wanted the money.
That's what they wanted. Yeah, so they were more concerned about the money. Hence why he would spend 10,000 to buy a phone. So to me it sounded like this guy was a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Sounded like that guy.
Mm.
And because of that, you do things without thinking.
I mean, it's fame. You just got hood famous now.
Hey,
you were nobody. People didn't care about you. Now when you walk, people, hey Unjani, how are you?
That's why I got
the... It's all smiles whenever you show up.
Mm.
Hey, you know in Zulu, they say, uvela bahleke. You just show up and everyone is happy. It's good times whenever you...
They know it's on the house.
Mm.
It's on the house. Hey, the house today is going to be rich.
And you don't know which house because it's got three. So it could be any.
Hey. Mm. So, that's literally what was going down. And then, you know, when I actually looked at just the stuff that they mentioned.
Trickies.
I put it all together to check how much did this guy spend.
Mm.
This guy spent 12 million. Just the things that they mentioned.
Mm.
Excluding like your trucks and that they didn't put a price tag.
Okay, sure.
This guy spent... 444,000. 12,444,000. That's actually how much he spent.
Just
like buying people phones, cars, all those stuff,
mm.
houses, and obviously with the cars, you are saying he didn't want the family, which I find it a bit reasonable. He's like he didn't want any family to be in a position where they're borrowing other people's cars. It's like he wanted them to have their own car.
But now, if he can't drive, how many people from his family can't drive as well?
probably them. They
his nephew.
And all the stuff.
His nephew. But now, I'm just saying, it's possible that maybe the others knew how to drive.
Mm.
Did he eventually learn how to drive or he kept paying
$5,000? I don't know, man. That's what I was also thinking. If this guy didn't learn how to drive, then I...
chances are, because you're saying that they also poverty stricken.
Mm.
So possibly they never had a car in the family. So no one had to drive unless the father was a truck driver.
Yeah.
And then he's the only one who learned how to drive.
Mm.
But then these are the ones. But hey, man, we'll finish it.
Yeah. Mm. So now my question is, what? I can't understand. How do you blow 17,000? What went wrong for? What goes wrong in a person's mind for them to blow 17,000? From your point of view,
what goes wrong?
Hey.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. It's just like not understanding money. When you don't have respect for money?
Mm.
Yeah, you just splurge because to you, I still have more in my bag, so let me just, dish it out.
Yeah,
and. Maybe this guy in his mind is like, yo, when I get this money, you know how we just said like we're gonna buy this, invest.
Mm.
When these investments like pay off,
yeah,
you have more, right?
Mm.
But you don't know what to do with your money. I'm just saying, say you're not educated about money, so you don't know what you wanna do.
Yeah.
You've done the things you've always said you're gonna do. I'm gonna go there, do this, do that. Now you've done that. Now you have this money left over. Do you continue this side?
Yeah.
Do you invest more? And then, I feel like people just don't know what to do when they now have, when you have nothing.
Yeah.
You see, so, you have all these ideas, but now you're in possession of the money, but you just, your mind is everywhere. So, you're just hey, you know what? Let me just
adrenaline.
Do this.
Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
Hi. And the pressures, man. There's, black text. Mm. But he seemed like he enjoyed it.
For myself, for an individual to be in that, there was a guy who once came to me and told me, if you're in a position where he actually wanted to hear, from my side, what I would do with the cash. It's like if you're in a position where you have everything, you've done everything, but you still have, for example, a million or billions in your account that you don't know what to do with it. Like you've done everything you wanted, but you still have this cash there. His question was, what do you do? What are you going to do with it?
Hey man, there's Elon Musk, he's building things, taking things to a new level. You could try and explore that.
Yeah.
If you have questions that you've never gotten answers to, you could try explore that field. You know, just I feel like we're not creative as people. Like you see, like especially with things like social media. So now you see your Jay-Z's, this is what they do with their money. You wanna go and do the same thing as well. So you don't come up with new ways of things. So we don't like expand our minds, you see. Because you could literally invest in the smallest thing, but it's going to become a big thing in like maybe 15 years or 5 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know. But then now no one is trying to explore avenues. So we're all putting money where it's been tried and it's been tested and it's worked. So we're like, okay, let me just do that. But no one is trying to do something. Like here we are, we have a radio station here. Someone comes, invests, but then they add a different, like, not as podcasts. Why don't we do, like, live radio?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, like, a different avenue that someone should try out, but no one is actually doing it. You just need to put money into it, you see? But that's, like, a rough idea.
Yeah, no. With myself, my answer was invest. Yeah, it went towards the investment side, but obviously it had a different view, you know, like in terms of what I was thinking of doing if I was in a situation like that. But I'm gonna give that answer after this track. Let's go into a track to enjoy it.
Honey, I wanna see revival in the streets. Got my Bible, play for keeps. Hear no evil, see no evil, I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only truth for nothing. Brand new, I'm coming up again.
Little bro doing life like a chopper, homie. On the block, word of God like a chopper, homie. Testimony for the gangster and the thugs. Overflowing with my cup, thanking for the blood. Met the plug, and I ain't never been higher. Not the drugs, Holy Ghost got me wired. Out the fire, yeah, I made it out alive. New me, out the casket, I've been revived. 24K shine, man, I've been refined. Tell my bros, get right before the end of time. There's one way, I'm breaking every idol. Repenting for America, I wanna see revival.
I wanna see revival in the streets. Got my Bible, play for keeps. Hear no evil, see no evil, I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only truth or nothing. Brand new, I'm coming up again.
I'm ready for the banquet, I practice the recital. Oil in my lamp, man, the flesh suicidal. I don't need the titles, but call me his disciple. Lost my mind, mine a cry's not a soccer. Carry my cross, man, I follow him daily. Ride for the hood, but the hood never saved me. A cheater, a liar, the Lord, he forgave me. In love with the money, like the money really made me. I was loco, smiling in the photos. Deep inside all the pain, hibernating like an oso. Yeah, I was drowning in the alcohol. 11 years sober now. Thanks to God.
I wanna see revival in the streets. Got my Bible, play for keeps. Hear no evil, see no evil, I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only truth or nothing. Brand new, I'm coming up again.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed that, because I did. If you didn't, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, so do let us know also what you think about the whole situation with Mr. Lotto Matita in terms of what he did. Okay, obviously with myself.
That was a rhyme, actually. Lotto Matita in terms of what he did.
Yeah. Okay, didn't. I just picked up that one. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it. So yeah, looking at that question where the individual asked me if I was in a situation where I've done everything, you know,
yeah,
I'm in a position where I have this cash and I don't know what to do with it. One thing that I did say is with the whole investment. Now, one of the biggest desires that I've always had was like with the homeless guys, you know, guys in the streets,
okay,
basically empowering them. So one of the things that I've always had a desire to do was like buy a flat or something, get these guys off the streets, like educate them and then empower them to actually do something instead of like, you know, just...
That's a good initiative, you know? And that's if they also willing to...
Yeah, you see, obviously...
Because you could take that and instead do it for young kids, because then they can just like propel them even to greater heights. Now, there's other old guys that maybe were dealing with some addictions and now they don't... They really want to feed their addictions and all they need is a place to sleep.
Yeah.
You see, so yeah, it's quite tricky, but it's a good initiative. You're just going to have to find... You know, the right people and also like clear the mind. Make sure that they are like totally cleansed off that street mentality or the mentality that got them in the streets.
Yeah, the situation. Yeah, yeah.
Funny enough, bro, I was thinking like right, while we're playing the track, I was thinking, you know, we should actually get one of these street guys, you know, like the homeless guys.
Mm.
Ask them how they got there. Maybe one of them blew something like live.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you find out because some of these guys find maybe they like... had gambling problems, you see. So I remember I had a teacher in high school. So this guy, he'd go to Grove City. So you know Grove City, they have a gambling section, the casino side.
Yeah.
So now he'd go there on like month end or mid month. He knows that there's people that don't go there and gamble and lose.
Yeah.
So what he does, he goes there, you lose, you come out, you stressed. Like my man. I can give you guap, but you have to give me this car. Sell me this car.
Okay.
Yeah, he would wait for the person who lost.
Sure.
Like, sell me your car so that you can, but this is what I'm going to give you. You see? So then he exploited those people because then he'd buy the car like for way cheap because then the guy is desperate.
Yeah. And
you see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously with that this desperation, what's this guy going to do? He's going to take the cash. I'm giving you money to go try your luck again. Obviously you're going to lose possibly. You know, highly bet you're going to lose.
Yeah, chances
so are. So then he just go there, buys your car. He's nice. You understand?
Hey.
Yeah, but that guy was on game. But anyway.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about the situation.
We should try and get like business, a homeless guy. Yeah.
Business mindset. Yeah, but the situation the guy got himself into. That one also, it's a bad situation. But yeah, no, the thought was brilliant. In terms of this guy. Hence why, I'm thinking of like, you know, end of the year situations. You know, every end of the year, something happens where like parties and all those things following year. There's people coming to you with stuff. It's like cheap. Thinking, okay, if I have cash.
Yeah, bro, women start selling their pots.
Hey.
You know.
Furnitures are coming out. Stuff like that. But yeah. Do let us know how the show was. You know, if you enjoyed the show, do share it out there. You know, gotta
and let us know what's the most you've blown.
Hey.
Like, you know, like the most cash you've ever like splurged out and you regret.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
did you ever like get so much cash whereby you actually invested it? You invested in something and then it like paid off, or maybe it didn't. But just let us know what your story is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so any last words or were those the last words?
No. The ballers must keep on balling. But invest smartly.
In fact, me, I think, invest. Don't go and gamble. Because, unless you know how to control yourself.
Unless you're a lucky guy, man. Hey. Me, I know I'm not lucky for nothing. But me, I'll go there, but I'll lose. I'm those people that if anything could go wrong, it will go wrong. So I need to make sure I stay away from places like that.
I get you. Mm-hmm. Get you. Yeah, but from ourselves, Fearless Eagle right here.
Spike us in Totem Nati.
Yeah, we're signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Eat the whole.